This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have the fabulous Tom Bella.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. Joy member, I think. I might have elapsed, but yes.
We can fix that.
We'll fix
credit
that
card facilities here. That's fine.
I've got to keep stuff coming back here.
I just want to build you up. Winner of the best show, Sydney Comedy Festival 2017. Check. Winner of the best comedy performer, Helpman Awards 2016. Check. Nominee for best comedy, Edinburgh Film Festival. Oh, not Film Festival.
Edinburgh Festival.
Fringe.
Check.
2016.
Yes.
You've done a lot of stuff.
A lot of
you?
Stuff. Got nothing else on, you know. Yeah.
And also you had your show last year. We were talking about that off air.
Yes.
ABC's Tonightly with you.
With B.
And they didn't renew it, which sucks. We hate that. And you explained it very well and you didn't swear when we were off air.
Oh, either. Yes. Oh, I will probably swear, yes. Am I allowed to call people the C word on this?
Oh,
no.
I think maybe you've already done that.
We just lost our community license.
I've done my dash. I think I say the C word about 15 times in the first 10 minutes of my stand-up show. When I'm talking about that incident, you see. Yeah. It's all in context.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yes, look, we made 160 episodes of Tonightly with Tom Ballard and 6 people watched it. And that was wonderful. And I love making the show. We were very proud of it. We were a little bit naughty. And I think it's exactly the kind of thing the ABC should be making. But because of budgetary considerations, perhaps some political influence, and perhaps just because, yeah, not many people were watching it, quote-unquote, they were watching it online, which was kind of the whole point of the show, they decided to not continue making it.
That sucks. But for a comedian, having done that, which obviously lifted your profile tenfold.
Ticket sales this year disagree, but sure, why not? Let's go with that.
That was my question. I was going to say, have you found ticket sales to be better since this little funeral sort of happened?
Look, there are definitely people who were Tonightly fans who have come along and seen my stand-up for the first time. This will be my 10th comedy festival, I think, as well.
Wow.
So there's some rusted-on Ballard fans, I guess. Yeah, I think we definitely hit a chord with some people out there, particularly millennial people who were tuning into the show and seeing it sort of cut through online, which is really cool. And yeah, I think there's still a lot of love for Tonightly. And the jokes when I start the show saying, yeah, I lost my job and thanks for giving me your money because I need it. that seems to hit a chord with the folks who are coming along.
So this show is based around, you've got a lot in there about how much longer a baby boomer's going to live for.
Yes.
Can I just say that I just loaded my credit card onto my phone and when I was out the other night, I didn't really know how to use it, but she cashed up all the thing, put it on the little ATM thing, and then I had to do it. And I was tapping, and this chick goes, oh, look at the baby boomer trying to use these.
Oh, dear.
What am I? Am I Generation X or Y? I have no idea. Anyway,
X.
It doesn't matter. Let's move on. But why
you're
did you hone in on all that?
Well, look, and this is very relevant. Last night the gala went to air, and I did this routine about baby boomers, and the ABC have posted that on their Facebook page, and the boomers are out in force. They are not happy. They are very active on the Facebook, and they some strong thoughts about me calling for their death. Look, I love baby boomers, of course, and my parents are baby boomers, and we're all just, you know, oppressed by capitalism generally. But it's very funny as a millennial to focus in on baby boomers specifically, who, yes, have gone through tough challenges themselves. But when you look at the future that my generation has with climate change coming down the pipeline, no one can afford a house, the gig economy ruined everything, all of us going to have to work to 85 just to survive. It's very hard.
Positive. It's very positive.
Well, and also baby boomer politicians who went to university for free, jacking up hex rates and stuff.
Oh,
like there is a fundamental economic injustice going on, and I'm not happy about it.
Have you ever thought about when your days of comedy are numbered?
Yes.
Would you move into politics? Because I feel like you've got a voice.
And you're very eloquent about all these things.
Yeah, very passionate.
Nice of you. Thank you. Would you guys vote for me?
Absolutely.
I feel too scared not to. We've got Tom Bellard in the studio. He's just fallen off the chair.
Yeah,
physical comedy there.
Perfect timing,
Tom.
That was
humiliating. I'm fine, by the way. Thank you for laughing checking with me at all. Heartless, cruel.
We're going to air and I'm like, oh my God.
We needed that on video. That would have gone
really
through the roof.
Tom, you poor darling. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for asking.
Tom, can I ask a question?
I'm still in this place.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
You've got this baby face. Have people said this to you before?
It's too much, isn't it? Yeah. I used to work for Movember, the charity, which is wonderful. But if you're a guy who works for Movember, there's a lot of pressure on you to grow the mustache.
I couldn't do it.
Not a good look. There's a big party at the end of the month where you're supposed to go dressed up in a costume that best reflects your mustache. And everyone at Movember said that I should go as an old lady with grandma whiskers. This is a charity for men's mental health who are bullying me for not being able to grow a mustache like a bloody Skinner.
Skinner.
Do you remember that? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
In my high school, boys would call each other Skinner, implying that you could grow pubes.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
I went to school at Broward College of Warrnambool in Country Victoria.
Down the coast?
Down the bloody coast, mate. Yeah. Capital of the Southwest.
Capital of the Southwest.
Yes, beautiful place. Beautiful part of the world, but you want to leave at 18. Particularly if you're a gay comedian.
Did you find, can I ask a question? Obviously, being a gay comedian, did you find that there was barriers from the start? There was a few, because I was talking to Nate Velvo about all this, and I find now that it's really more and more coming out and doing their shows and their whatever. Did you find it a problem when you got started?
Well, honestly, no. I mean, you know, it was a personal problem a little bit, like just getting to the point where I felt like I could talk about that on stage. I think sometimes people tend to pigeonhole you. I think it's amazing now the huge diversity within the queer community who are doing comedy is just like incredible and great. But honestly, I think it's extraordinary. You know, Hannah Gadsby is one of the biggest comedians in the world.
Totally.
And honestly, there are so many queer acts at the Comedy Festival this year. It's almost annoying.
And I think the thing is that no one would have known it. The way you fell off that chair just before, it wasn't very graceful. No one would have thought you were gay at all.
I'm very mask. Thank you.
Well, just before you go, and I asked this of Sam before, and he actually, I think, hates me and said it was the most annoying question he's ever heard, which is fabulous for me.
Yes.
Somebody asked this of me, so I thought, right, I'm going to throw this at all the comedians. If, say, Fantasyland, if you were told you had to go for the rest of your life without one ingredient on your favourite pizza, which ingredient would you get rid of?
It really sucks,
doesn't
it?
Immediately cheese. Oh,
there you go.
Oh, because you're a gay man. You don't want to eat the cheese.
Oh, you're saying, like, I have to get rid of cheese?
On your favourite pizza, you need one item that you can't have anymore.
I can't have anymore. No. Okay, right. Well, definitely keep the cheese. I guess I could lose tomato on most stuff. I guess a margarita would just be a cheese pizza then, wouldn't it?
But I'm actually really impressed that you
answered. I don't care. Just keep the cheese, okay? Just keep the goddamn cheese. Yeah. Keep the cheese.
Well, Sam's told me I've ruined pizza for him for life, so this is a much better result.
Much better.
What did he say?
No, because he said, I hate this question.
Just
and he said,
and
it's so aggravating that now I'm going to never be able to think about ordering a pepperoni pizza again.
Now, listen, we need to make mention too before you go. The date's obviously Comedy Festival, 28th of March to the 21st of April, and you're at the Town Hall, the Supper Room, and then you're at Max Watts on Friday only?
Just on Fridays. I'm at 7 o'clock at Max Watts, the rest of the time at the Town Hall at 9:45, 8:45 on Sundays, and I also have a play, which is called Quanda, which is just on Saturdays and Sundays at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh my God. That's
busy, man. So very busy. If you want to get tickets for that, go to comedy.com.au for all your tickets. Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, friends. It's been a joy. Whoa!
Slapstick, yeah.
That chair's going to go. You're enjoying 94.9. Thank you so much.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.